What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked On Sharks, the premier hockey podcast covering your favorite team in the Bay. The Sharks, I don't want to say coughed one up because they didn't really ever have it. They just kind of let Seattle win. And to quote friend of the show, pretend friend of mine in real life, never met the person. The first time I ever interviewed him, his roommate was making like a microwave burrito partway through the interview, and you could just hear the microwave beeping the whole time. It was really weird. But anyway, to quote legendary bassist from the story so far, Kellen Keller, that is his real name, that very much felt like the dumbest loss this season.
Your Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm your host, Kyle Demetrius, back with me as always. Well, I'm back with him, actually. co-host, JD Young, the Sprite Zero to my Coke Zero.
The non-trash to your trash.
Whoa, Coke Zero's not trash.
No,
is that Sprite Zero's not trash either. Neither of them are trash. They're just full of flavor and no calories, which is exactly what we are. Full of flavor, no calories.
No calories.
If you want all calories, go listen to other podcasts that are very boring. I don't know. That's not our brand. Our brand is getting blocked by Brent Burns on Twitter. Which happened to me. I don't even know when. It's been years. I just wish I would be unblocked. I don't know what I did.
Which honestly, incident? Anyway.
I don't know. I didn't do anything. I didn't tweet.
You know what Brent Burns search. Could have done tonight? Was probably defend. Blocking a couple of some shots or something. Because, dude, the dude had a brutal night. It was...
Well, the goal that got called back, I don't know what he's doing.
He's just hanging out. He's like, hey, Ron, I haven't seen you in a while. What are you up to?
Sick. Oh, shit. I don't even think he looked at him. Yeah, I don't even think he looked at him. He's just like, oh, you're here. But the Sharks lost 3-2 to Seattle. If you tried to figure out a way to not win a game in the weirdest way and in the most disappointing way, this was it. The Sharks had 6 power plays, scored on 1. They had, JD, how many power plays in the third?
5 power plays in the third period alone.
They had 3 power plays within like 30 seconds of the other one ending in a row.
They were gifted golden chances this entire game against the Kraken. And just like, you know what, guys? We're okay. We don't need this win.
Jordan Eberle had an empty net, and he ended up shooting it at Aiden Hill's sprawling corpse instead of scoring a goal. Like, it was... The Sharks are bad, guys.
Yeah, this was a frustrating lot. Because, like, if the Sharks had won this game, they would have been, like, second in the Pacific. Like, yes. Which is insane to say because the Edmonton Oilers have decided to forget how to play hockey. And the Ducks and the Kings have both kind of fallen back to earth. And it's just like, yeah, this was a tough one because... You know, especially with the way the Hurdle Meyer Barabanov line came out and just like set the tone in the first shift, right? Where they're just like, we're just gonna, you know, have no, like the Kraken had no answers for those guys, and the rest of the team was like, Hurdle Timo, you guys got this because we don't have it. It's tough.
One caveat on the playoff thing though is that Calgary's only played 35 games.
Yeah, those are the teams who have games in hand, but like, you know, it's. You know, you got to go with, you're just going with what the standings are right now. So, but yeah, it's.
Honest question for you, me talking to you, nobody's listening to this.
Okay.
Do you watch that game and think, yes, this is a playoff caliber hockey team?
Sometimes parts of it.
Which parts?
The
parts
top
where they didn't score
really
goals. Okay. So, 3 dudes.
Yes. There's parts of it. There's like you can see it, but I mean,
which parts? No, I'm genuinely asking which parts look like a playoff team to me, cuz I look at that game and go, Timo Meyer rules.
Yeah. Tomas Hurdle rules.
It. Yeah. Yeah, okay, so that top line is awesome. Yes. And Erik Karlsson's playing really well at a Norris Norris, but like he's like a one pair guy again.
Yeah,
honestly, the goaltending look good.
The goaltending is fine. I mean, Aiden
it's
Hill was
bad.
Fine. What? Aiden Hill was not bad tonight.
Wasn't good.
He was fine.
I guess. But Seattle, they're like the third worst team in the league. Like, so, I just genuinely don't know how, like, I'm genuinely asking where, like, people and the royal you, and you are the person I'm talking to.
Yes.
Where you look at that and go, yeah, man, that's a team that can hang against the Knights.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't know where it is.
There has to be a third team, or, you know, like.
Yeah, there has to be a third team. But, like, it doesn't mean that team has to be any good or a playoff caliber team. Just because you make the playoffs doesn't mean you're actually any good. Like,
that's fine, you know, but, like.
So you think in a 7-game series in the playoffs, this team can hang and possibly win?
Depending on the matchup, they could, you know, like, it'd be one of those things where they win all their games like 3-2, and then all the losses, they get blown out like 5-2 type of thing. So
right now they're playing the Avalanche.
Good luck.
Okay. So let's say they move up in the wild card spot. Now they're playing, the Knights.
Vegas. Yeah. Which has been bad. Yeah.
Let's say they won tonight and they're playing their second. Now they're playing the Kings.
Okay, they could hang with the Kings.
You think so?
Yes, they just beat them on Monday. And the Kings have been bad lately. Like, I'm just, you know.
So basically, like, they have to finish second or third in the division, otherwise they're getting torched. So what kind of playoff team is that?
A bad playoff team, but it's still a playoff team.
But, like, I guess that's the whole crux of my position is if
you're to be fair, you're like, if the team isn't like the best team in the NHL, I don't give a shit about them. That's kind of your whole thing with your,
but like, if they were even,
you're
like
a very front runner person,
but if they like, were they have decent, to be the best. But if they were like halfway decent, like look at Montreal last year.
Yeah.
They weren't the best team in the league, but they are halfway decent and had some goaltending and stuff that carried them to the finals. San Jose is not that.
Yeah. I mean, Montreal barely squeaked in last year, and look what happened. I'm not saying that the Sharks would do that, but it's just like, you know, like there's value to, like, especially since the Sharks have a lot of young guys, like getting a playoff experience, like under their belt, like getting that experience of, yeah, even if they get swept 4-0, just getting that playoff experience, that's a bonus for these young guys. Because, I mean, as nice as we talk about, yeah, burn it down and trade everyone and stuff like that, you still have to, you know, like kind of build and develop these guys, and they're not going to develop if they're just, you know, like we complain about Eklund getting sent over to Djurgården and getting crushed every night 4-0 or whatever. Like, playing meaningful hockey at the end of the year is important to these guys' development. And these Jasper Weatherbys and, you know, Mari Fryar, as much as we love him, he hasn't gotten to play meaningful hockey, right? You know, like, and your Magnus and your Merkleys and all these other guys.
Magnus is like 30 years old.
Anyway, but you know what I mean? Like, these guys who haven't got a chance to play like real meaningful hockey in the spring, even if the Sharks miss the playoffs, that experience is going to be good. And that could be a launching point to next year when you start to get other guys like Eklund and your Bordalos and your Robins and all these other guys to start. So are they good? Probably not.
I guess for me, getting swept out of the playoffs isn't really valuable.
But that path to getting to the playoffs where you're having to play meaningful games against...
But they can't even beat Seattle.
Yeah, they couldn't beat Seattle tonight, but like...
I've never beat Seattle, actually.
Yeah, they outplayed Pittsburgh on Saturday night. Pittsburgh, who is a top five team.
And what happened?
They lost because they couldn't get any finishing. So they outplayed the Rangers
What was the score?
3-0, because again, they couldn't get any finishing.
Well, eventually so they have to finish.
You're looking at results over processing. I think
the process is bad.
The process is, what do you mean the process is bad? That they are outplaying these teams and they're just not getting finishing.
Well, that's clearly an issue in the process if they can't score outside of Timo Meier.
Yes, we know that we knew this team was going to be a fringe, and we knew this was going to be their limitations going into this season of like, they don't have a lot of scoring, especially when you send Eklund back and you have the whole Kane issue, which is, that's fine. We said it's
in also, the long run. Remember Kevin LeBanc?
Yeah, when Kevin LeBanc blows out his shoulder. Yeah, you know, and it's like, you're losing these pieces that could have potentially helped you. Like, and you know, when you have to count on Barabanov and Balcers to come in and do stuff, like, yes, we know this team has issues with that finishing, but like, I still think there's merit to like playing meaningful hockey games in, you know, in March and April heading to the playoffs. And if you miss the playoffs, you miss the playoffs. But I think that experience is good for these young, a team that has a lot of young guys.
But no, hold on. I'm going to talk about ads and then I'm coming back to that point.
Yes.
Built Bars.
Yes.
I have no transition today. Built Bars. I'm doing the same thing that we always talk about. Built Bars. New year, new me, new San Jose. No, it's the same San Jose it's been. You made a resolution, throw out all your junk food, grab some new healthy food, but you can kind of like cheat a little bit. A little sneaky sneak attack is using Built Bars as that little craving, because Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate. Built Bars also taste as good as a chocolate bar, sometimes even better if you get the right flavor combination. So it's a lot easier to just grab a Built Bar instead of grabbing, I don't know, like a Mars bar or a Snickers. And then you have your choice of flavors. You got your Cherry Barcia, JD's favorite. Coconut Brownie, everybody else's favorite. Also JD's co-favorite. You got double chocolate if you're just a real chocolate hound. Peanut butter, just regular coconut. There's all sorts of specialty flavors. Hoping there's a Peeps flavor just for the jokes, but could be good. Maybe like a mini egg type flavor coming up for Easter. Always go check out Built.com because they always have new flavors. They always have limited time flavors. They always have sales. They always have deals going on so you can get it in there. And the good thing about Built Bars, 130 calories. 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein for most of them. Compare that to your favorite chocolate bar, which probably has like 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, dozens upon dozens of net carbs. You don't want that. You're trying to get fit, trying to get that beach bod. Beach bod starts now, not in April. You got to put in the work now. So let Built Bar help you out. So go to built.com, use promo code LOCKED15 down here if you're watching. Get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Okay, we're back. You said there's tons of young guys that need experience.
Yes.
No, there's not.
Ferraro? Yep.
Jasper?
Yep. Bear Bam's that young, but hasn't played a lot of NHL games. Balsers. You know, you've got...
That's it. Rasko, none of these guys are anything. Merkley's not going to play in the playoffs. Are you kidding me? Come on.
Aiden Hill, who's been
Aiden on... Hill's also not going to play in the playoffs. If they make the playoffs, James Reimer's running.
I'm not talking about just the playoffs. Just, like you're just saying just the playoffs, but like that march to the playoffs, right? Where you're having to play, like especially with the Sharks, where they're going to be playing the Ducks, the Kings, Vegas. You're going to be playing these teams a lot, like Edmonton. Because that's the way the schedule's set up. Like these are going to be a lot of huge games. And I think making a real, like a legit playoff run for a team that's been bad for the couple years isn't the worst thing in the world for them. And especially after talking to scouts, where it's like, hey, after the first four picks on this draft, throw your hands in the air and
said more than that.
But you know what I'm saying? You know, like,
well, so you would rather try to make the playoffs, finish 1 point outside the playoffs, get a shitty middle core player, and then kick the can down the road farther rather than try to actually get another decent player and come to the realization that this team is not where it should be.
They're stuck. Like, what are they going to... Are you going to trade Vlasic? You going to trade Burns?
You could do lots of different things. You can't trade those guys. You could trade Barabanov. You could trade Rudy. You could trade some of these guys that aren't going to be part of the long-term core.
You could, but like then you're still having the same issues.
You could bench Vlasic and play a young guy.
But then you're still trying to find... It's not like there's a bunch of guys in the AHL who are burning it down to replace your Rudys and your Barabanovs and stuff like that. Like, who are you going to bring up?
It doesn't matter, because they're probably going to do equally as good as the lines that are doing that now. Like Corey... Corey, oh man, what's his last name? Maziak?
Corey from The Athletic.
New Sharks beat writer. Sorry, Corey. We don't know your last name. He tweeted out something where the top line in the last like seven games has 15 goals, and then the rest of the lines combined have three. Like
that's bad.
You're worried about who's going to replace this Barabanov. It doesn't matter.
Top line.
Let's skip over Barabanov. Yeah. Like, who's going to replace Rudy? Who's going to replace Cogliano? It doesn't matter because they're not doing anything anyway.
Yeah.
So like, sure, Joachim Blickfeld probably isn't the answer, but the answer isn't on the team right now. Anyway, I just don't want to see them kick the can down the road and be like, oh, we're going to make the playoffs, or they're going to make the playoffs and get smoked. And then we're sitting here next year at the same time being like, Sharks aren't very good because they have nobody to augment the system. They have Eklund, Bortolo. I hate to break it to everybody, but Bortolo, Weisblatt, Gushin, Coe, they're not playing next year in the NHL. There's like a almost 0% chance that other than Bortolo, they're going to play in the NHL. Maybe Coe because he's big, but I highly doubt it. That's not the way the Sharks operate. I was shocked that Eklund even got 9 games. Eklund will go to the NHL. Great. You're just kicking the can down the road. What if they're in the same position next year? Is it worth it to pick 18th overall again?
Then you but every season's its own thing, right? Like you can't, I mean,
but eventually all the seasons together have to make one thing.
Yes, but like you're still stuck with some of these like you can't trade Burn. You're still stuck, and then you know, like what are you gonna continually do? You're just gonna continually be bad even and just wait out the Burns and Vlasic contracts,
yeah,
and be bad for the next 6 years and like
sure.
Ugh, that's brutal.
But you're gonna be bad anyway. Also, Burns, if they eat some of Burns' contract, they could probably find a suitor for him. It's only $8 million. But like, yeah. If you're going to be bad, you might as well be bad with a point instead of bad and finishing 16th.
I don't want to become the Flyers.
Yeah, like we talk about being stuck in the creamy middle. They can't even beat the Kraken.
I don't think being creamy middle this year is the worst thing in the world, especially after being really bad the past couple years. Because you don't want to be that like franchise where you just like the Sabres, or where it's just like there's no hope.
But the Sabres also drafted Jack Eichel and couldn't do anything. The Sharks clearly have a better vision.
I understand, but like when you just build that, like there's no hope and you're just going to lose, like Mario
Farah. But there is hope if you're like, okay, we're going to take a step back.
But not those poor guys, like Mario Farah, who's basically only known losing and like,
Mario Ferraro, after 3 years in the NHL, is sad and can't become a winner, then he's got bigger issues.
But these guys are professional hockey players. You're instilling that, and especially after
you're not instilling anything. The team's not that great right now. He's a top four guy. He's a leader. If Mario Ferraro is such a leader, then he better not be sad about a losing season. Well, I'm just saying, like, yeah, it sucks to lose, but like at the same time, sometimes you got to be like, well, we can't beat the Seattle Kraken, who can't win 2 games in a row and just did. I did
for them. I mean, the Kraken
undefeated like, since they got a dog.
It's undefeated. Maybe that's the thing. You just can't go against the power of Davy Jones. So that was the whole Sharks problem. Dog. if the Sharks get a new dog, then they'll be back. But let's take a quick break, and we're gonna talk about our friends over at Bet Online, and then we'll talk about something else. So. BetOnline, I'd like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue our march to the playoffs and beyond. BetOnline remains the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022. New year and a new updated desktop and mobile website to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to get started. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2022. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. So we definitely went off script on this episode, but it's, okay. It's fine. It's quick highlights. Timo Meier, heart candidate. Potentially.
Like Timo, Erik Karlsson becoming a real human being and is great.
Yes.
Tomas Hertl is good again, still.
Still,
the only real bright spot is Timo Meier.
Timo
is awesome.
Yeah, so I was doing some like kind of fun stuff today on moneypuck.com, and Timo Meier, just some of the stats and stuff for him right now is just like off. It's just insane what he's doing. So for Timo Meier, he's averaging 20 shots per 60 minutes.
That's so many shots.
And then points per 60 minutes. He's averaging 3.86 points per 60 minutes at 5-on-5. The next closest guy, Tomas Hertl at 2.21.
So he's like a whole like Jonathan Dahlin difference between.
Yeah, them. So two Dahlin differences, I think. But like... Yeah, it's just what Timo Meier is doing this year. You know, like it's
the Timo really we special. Always wanted.
Yeah, it's the Timo we always wanted, and it's really special. And he's not going to win the heart just because the Sharks aren't good enough.
But according not to you, apparently they're world beaters.
I didn't say they were world beaters. I just said there's like if you're I'm talking about process, like playing meaningful games, and it's not the last week of April and you're getting blown out 8-0 against Vegas, and it's Patrick Marleau is all sad out there waving to everybody and shaking hands.
I remember that.
Just like there's some playing some meaningful hockey games.
Will you hold on? One more thing before we get back to Timo. Will you change your tune when they go like 0-7 on the upcoming road trip?
Probably.
Okay, just checking.
It depends on how they play. Anyway,
I have a spoiler for you. It's not going to be good.
It's not going to be pretty.
But you said that Timo's not going to win the Hart. I don't think he's going to win the Hart. But he probably should get some votes. If the Sharks do end up making the playoffs because the Pacific is bad.
It's like, Timo Meier carrying this team.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of old hockey writers that are like, you have to be on a playing winning team to do the thing, which I don't agree with. I think the Hart is just the most valuable player. And if you happen to be amazing and you're on the worst team in the league, then that's just the way it is. They would be even worse without you. But
yes,
besides that, Timo should probably get some votes. Like, I don't think there's a universe where he wins. Maybe there actually is. The multiverse is infinite, but there's a universe where he wins. But I don't think he's going to win. I don't think he's going to come second. Do you think he could sneak into the top three in that little third spot?
I think he could be a finalist. I mean, if he hits, because he's on pace for 100 points, you know, if he's got like 40, he's on pace for 100 points. If he
halfway 40, through the season.
Yeah, if he gets 40, we are officially halfway through the season right now. Thank God. But if he's like 45 goals, 100 points, and the Sharks are sniffing a playoff spot, and it's basically because Timo Meier decided to just continue to go nuclear the whole.
Exactly. I just don't know how you don't include him.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, there's, you know, I'm not going to put a lot of money on it, but I mean, it wouldn't be the, you know,
wouldn't be the craziest thing. I think a top five,
especially the way, like, because I mean, McDavid's, you know, of course he's going to be, the favorite, but like Edmonton's just imploding right now. And
you know, I think it's Matthews' time, probably.
Matthews or
Barkov, something like that. Shesterkin, there's guys that are gonna be in there, but if you have some sort of mix of like McDavid, Matthews, Shesterkin, Makar, who's the Florida guy, Barkov or Huberdeau or something like that, I think you got to kind of put Timo in that mix. And I think like if Timo finishes fifth in the Hart voting at the end of the year, I don't really think
celebrating.
But I also don't think that would be egregious. It wouldn't be weird or anything like that.
No, that would make totally sense. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I think that's good. Honestly, I'm just here for Timo and Erik Karlsson this season.
Yeah.
What else? What else am I doing?
And Ryan Merkley. Let's get some Ryan. Yeah.
So. Yeah. I think he got a little benched tonight.
Yeah. He got a little benched. I know.
How dare he make a mistake? Brent Burns. Do what you want.
Brett Burns, how you keep doing you, buddy. They're trying to play a little catch-up mode and stuff, but
I don't understand why
he was still captaining the second power play unit. And they were on the power play literally 25 minutes straight that third period. Don't ask me how that works out, but they were 25 minutes straight.
But I also just don't understand how when you're down two goals in the third period or down a goal, you're not putting out an offensively-minded defenseman. Mauro Ferraro, sorry, buddy. Merkley's taking a spin with old Brent Burns this shift. You need goals. You gotta do it. So
it doesn't matter if you lose 4-2 or 3-2.
They all count the same. They're all L's. Exactly. So hopefully this doesn't mean that it's the end of the Merkley experience this year.
I hope not. I don't think so. I think Bob's been pleasantly surprised. I think he's been happy with Merkley overall, and don't let one bed. Yeah.
Hopefully. All right. Should we do
our three fries?
Fry time?
Yep.
Who's your third fry?
Timo Meier.
He's only third? Wow.
A spoiler, Timo's also second and first. He's all three of them.
Damn.
I mean, how do you not just give him the whole bag of fries at this point?
Yeah, I agree. My third fry was Tomas Hertl, because he's still pretty good.
Yeah, he's good.
He's still a guy. Who's your second fry? Timo Meier? Oh,
okay. Timo Meier. Actually, I did give myself second fry of the week. Second fry of the night on Saturday night for all the work I did. But anyway, there's a picture of me eating it. But no, still, it's Timo Meier. He took it.
My second fry of the night was Timo Meier, actually. Should we do 5 minutes on why Timo Meier deserves second fry of the week?
God. He's so good.
Yeah, what a beautiful human being.
Mm-hmm.
Your first fry is Timo Meier.
Yes.
My first fry of the week is JD Young. Because I don't ever do anything for this podcast. That's not true. I do stuff. JD just puts in a lot of work. So are you crying? Oh, that's no, very nice. Bad. Wow. Look at that. Just wiping away a tear. Wow, so touching.
So touching. After we just argued for 20 minutes straight and then a nice touching. Yeah.
I mean, it's just a debate. It's not, yeah. That's nothing. I don't hate you. For that, I hate you for other reasons. No, JD puts in a lot of work. I tell you guys all the time. I don't. People will believe it. Also, stop leaving YouTube comments that I don't show. Kyle. Like, come on. I clearly know you guys don't know what's going on in my personal life. So, but I'm back full time, actually. So,
except for next week.
Hold on. No, I'd like to make one caveat. I play soccer on Wednesdays. So. Yes. Sometimes it doesn't work, and we had a guest lined up, and the only night that Marissa could do it was Wednesday at 7, and my soccer game was at 7:30. Couldn't make it.
Yep.
But I'm back. Draft season, baby. Helming this ship in, and JD's back. Full-time meme game for JD. The memes will be back up.
Yes.
To where they
need. Oh, we got some stuff we got to work on.
JD is the first fry of the week. Like the big, long one that you get in the thing. You're like, hell yeah.
Yes.
Oh, like, yeah, I got to do this thing. I forgot about how the pod works. Yeah. If you would like to talk to us, you can do that at Locked On Sharks on Twitter. You can also do that on Facebook and Instagram. JD mans those two accounts. We both have access to Twitter. So if you say something disparaging, we will see it. Also, we're friends in real life. So if you do say something disparaging about one of us, we'll just text it to the other person.
We're just
going
to send it to each other anyway. Yeah, so.
And usually laugh. But if you would like to get at us, I know you guys know that we're interactive on most Twitter mainly, but Facebook and Instagram, please get at us. No harm there. YouTube, how are we getting close to 600?
We're at like 538 right now.
No, so. Nowhere close to 600. Let's go, guys. We would like to make some money. Yep. I need to move soon. So, I would like that extra dollars before. That's at Locked On Sharks on YouTube. Gmail. LockedOnSharks@gmail.com. If you'd like to email us, you can. If it's a good idea, send it on Twitter. If it's a bad idea, send it to Gmail.
Yes.
If you have any emails, thank you for your service. We did get one email, though.
Mm.
Actually, I think we got another one somewhere, but I deleted it by accident, I think. Or I just didn't care. Oh, no, we got two emails. Hold on.
Okay.
First email. No. For some reason, I only have email access. It's from our friend Steve.
Mm.
It's called On the Benefits of Making the Playoffs. This is up your alley. Mm-hmm. One, Eklund can come back without burning a year off his ELC. He then left 2 and 3 blank.
You know what? This makes a really good point.
He does. End of quote. Other email we got. It's from Hamza Clothing.
Oh, yeah. They sent us a thing on Instagram, too.
Called Clothing Manufacturers. Dear sir. So I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's very long. It's our pleasure to contact you with to offer our production services regarding sports apparel and relevant sports goods. We are a real production company and produce high quality sportswear. If you have to say
that we're the opening pair,
that you're a real
sports very, company. Very Joffrey, I am the king. And with that, yes. If you have to say I'm the king, then that's probably bad. So,
yeah, a lot of stuff about what they do.
They DM'd us on Instagram too. So.
Anyway, the punctuation is all over the place. It said regards M. Hamza proprietor, Hamza Clothing. But I would also like to Google this. It's clearly spam. And also, I don't appreciate when people do shit like this. Like, that's not this isn't a business hustle. This is just spam. The area code doesn't make any sense because it's +9233.
Huh.
The area codes are like one or two digits or like dialing codes, country codes.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that's going on. Anyway, there's an email. There's also a website. I'll check it out later. But anyway, yeah. Don't spam us. Come on, guys. You're better.
Also, one thing you can spam us with, some reviews
Dick
on
fix.
iTunes. Oh. There you go. Let's go.
No, Kyle. This is your part now. Oh, no. I still got more parts.
Yep.
JD is happily married. Please do not send him pictures of your hog. He is Kyle, at my fry hole.
Yeah, Kyle. He'll judge your hog if you send it to him. So you can send it out to Kyle Demetrius. Thank you for making us your first listen. I'm going to put in our check out YouTube tomorrow because I'm going to put up our Gannon LaRock interview on YouTube. So you can go watch that. So that'll be out probably Saturday morning at some point. And go check out all the other fine podcasts on the Locked On Network, like Locked On Bets, if you want to go make some money, or Locked On Lightning, if you want to learn about the Sharks' next opponent on Saturday. where they will actually, well, the Lightning are have like nobody. I think they played four defensemen the other day. They literally stood up four defensemen. So,
or Locked On Dolphins.
Yes, Kyle Krabs does a great job over there. So, bye, friends.
Arrivederci.